This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
P. Mitch and Finley right here on 106.7 The Fan. We're always live and free on the Odyssey app. Lynette Willingham sitting in for Brian and JP. They're back with you tomorrow out at the Purple Heart Open. Always a cool event. Excuse me, that gets to take place every year, supporting a hell of a cause. So definitely excited for the fellas to get to participate in that. A lot more to get to here as we take you up to 2 p.m. Grant and Danny going to follow your boy, Grant Paulson, back in the saddle after taking some time off last week. So super excited to tap into them. Right now, though, taking your calls at 1-800-636-1067. The Washington Commanders last year, I think we could all agree, after taking some time to sober up, so to speak, from the emotional high that was the season last year, I think we could all agree that they probably outkicked their coverage a year ago. They definitely exceeded expectation, and I think they deserve credit for that. From the top down, ownership, front office, head coach, the locker room, everybody was on the same accord. And it led to them making the NFC Championship game for the first time since the 90s. Coming off of that success, coming off of that level of prosperity, when you think about the moves they made this offseason, trading for Deebo Samuel, trading for Laremy Tunsil, I'm a big Jalen Lane guy and think he is going to be a seismic part of this offense. Peter Schrager was on ESPN, I believe it was this morning or over the weekend, talking about, you know, Jalen Lane unprompted. Why does that matter? Well, Cliff Kingsbury and Peter Schrager are like best friends. Maybe that may be a little bit of a stretch, but they are definitely California cool with each other, if you pick up what I'm putting down. And for Peter Schrager to randomly name drop Jalen Lane, a fourth round pick of the Commanders, lets you know he's probably going to be in for a big time season. I expect it as well. Anytime you get to add that type of speed to the offense, you know Cliff will put him in a position to cook. But I say all that to say, this is an improved group on offense. I think they're improved on the offensive line. They're improved at the skill position group. The defense is where the issues lie with this bunch. And even they've gotten better, I guess. You can make an argument. Like the cornerback spot. Jonathan Jones bringing in a Super Bowl champion like him, I think is awesome and improves your floor and the depth of that position. Right? Drafting Trey Amos in the second round, a guy that, you know, if Connerly wasn't there at 29 overall, the pick probably would have been Trey Amos. So to be able to land him in the second round, it improves your defense, right? Bringing in Javon Kinlaw, And I understand, you know, statistically, throughout the first couple of years of his career, he has not lived up to his draft status and what the expectations were. There's a picture out there, though, surfacing online. It's him standing next to Dan Quinn, talking about Javon Kinlaw. I mean, he's massive. He's massive. He fits the bill in the physical profile of what a commander is supposed to be. So I hope he helps the run defense. Dietrich Wise, a guy that was brought in from the Patriots, another Super Bowl champion that I think helps this commander's defense in the biggest, you know, area of weakness, that was stopping the run. So, yes, they have gotten better defensively within the margins. We don't know, though, how that ultimately pans out. We don't know just how improved this defense is. And I'll tell you what, for all of the issues they had last year stopping the run, we're going to find out right away if they're better in that area. Tyrone Tracy, Josh Jacobs, Ashton Jeanty, Bijan Robinson, Omarion Hampton. You got to take on all of those running backs within the first 5 weeks of the regular season. So if you're not better at stopping the run, it is going to bleed right off the rip. It's going to bleed out right off the rip, and it will be known right off the rip. The good thing for the defense, the two teams that you're joint practicing against, talking about New England and the Baltimore Ravens, you got to shake a leg or lose one. You're going up and practicing against them. You got to shake a leg or lose one. Go hard or go home. You don't want to get embarrassed on the practice field by Mike Vrabel's Patriots. So I can't wait for that joint practice because they're going to run Travion Henderson right at you. Right? The Ravens practice. They're going to run Derrick Henry smack at you. So you'll find out right away whether you're improved in that area, though. The one thing that I say about this football team in terms of next year, I think whether they take a step back from a record standpoint or not is to me irrelevant. I think it's about how they look on the field, how individual players perform. Even if they don't win 12 games next year, I do think there's a way to measure improvement for this group. But I want to go both ends of the spectrum here. Because like I said the last segment, I can see both scenarios playing out. I can see them making the Super Bowl, hoisting the Lombardi next year. I could also see a scenario in which they miss the playoffs in its entirety. What's more likely to you? 1-800-636-1067. The Commanders making the Super Bowl next year or missing the playoffs? Let's go to Elijah out in D.C. He wants to chime in. What's going on, Elijah?
What's going on, man? You kind of chimed in. You pretty much said what I was going to say so far as with the run defense. We're going to understand early on both sides of the ball what's happening so far as with the run defense and their ability to protect Jaden Daniels. Just New York, the NFL has an interesting way of knowing how to get fireworks. I was looking at the schedule. I was like, okay, they want to see Jaden Daniels move his legs early. We understand what's going on in that front line. We're not saying that the Giants are ready by any means, but we saw the draft that they had, and we know that they did give us some fits, and we only put up some field goals. Now, I will say the team is way further than that point, but it's going to be interesting. If the offense is able to keep the defense in a situation where they're up 14, then I think we have an opportunity to hoist the Lombardi, even 7 yeah. or 3. If we can able, but if we have to make Jaden Daniels put on his cape every week, I think we miss it. And we have to remember, guys, the team has still gotten better. When you go to the NFC championship, that still makes you better as an organization, makes you better as a player when you have know what it takes to actually get there, what it felt like. It doesn't matter how you got there, you did it. And once you understand what it feels like to get there, you know what it takes to replicate that. And I think they did a good job protecting Jaden Daniels because I feel like because he's such a cerebral kind of guy, he would not hold on to the ball in uncertainty. He's really trying to pick early in games. I'm like, man, he's holding to the ball just a tad too long because sure. he really wants to see what's going on in the back end. But now when you give him a guy like Jalen Lane, you start to be able to allow him to see what's going on. You can look deep, maybe like, oh, okay, boom. He's able
to. And I think, Elijah, I pick up exactly what you're putting down. One thing about Jaden Daniels that I think we all we all like kind of was okay with last year because we were winning games, but like I don't think it's a sustainable recipe moving forward. He can't be your leading rusher next year. He can't. He can't. He can't. He can't. He can't. If Jaden Daniels is Washington's leading rusher next year, they're in a world of trouble. One stat from last year that I think kind of slipped past a lot of folks. He led the NFL in scramble attempts by a wide margin. That also is something to me that if they're going to take a step forward, if they're going to punch their ticket to the big dance, gotta let the ball go. Now, I think by season's end, if you watch this group, by season's end, there was not a trust from Jaden Daniels in this Commanders offensive line. And for good reason. They were banged up down the stretch on the interior. Brandon Coleman was hurt on the perimeter. Cornelius Lucas was in and out of the lineup. The offensive line faltered a lot down the stretch. And it feels like every time we talk about that group, it's, every time we talk about the run game, rather, it's, it's Brian Robinson Jr. not doing enough. I point directly to the offensive line, their lack of health, and then their lack, they just didn't play well down the stretch. You take out that Titans game down the stretch, and it was pretty average to below average group, including Tyler Biadasz, including Sam Cosmi, who was hurt, but also got his butt kicked a fair amount down the stretch. 1-800-636-1067. What is more likely next year for the Commanders? Making the Super Bowl or missing the playoffs? Let's go out to Shane in Switzerland. Wants to chime in. What's up, Shane?
Hey, what's going on? Hey, look, here's the thing. It's definitely miss the playoffs. You just hit it around the head. Is this a defense Super Bowl team? Is this what playmakers are out there? There's none, zero. Okay, Lattimore last year, in my opinion, was a disappointment. The Tampa Bay ate him up. Evans, I mean, it's just, no, this is not a defensive Super Bowl team right now. It's not. If you look at every team that won a Super Bowl, the last, hell, just 5 years, it's been a dominating defense. Look at the Eagles did last year in the Super Bowl. They dominated the Chiefs. We do not have that right now. Our offensive is great. There's an old saying, right? Offense sells tickets and defense wins championships, right? This is not a defensive team. And this is a fact. And our division got better, too. Look what the Eagles did. If you look at the Eagles, I think they stole the draft. They drafted even better than they did last year. And we still got to go through Philly. I hate to say it, we still got to go through Philly. And if you look at that front seven, it is unreal how big and strong. I mean, they're just athletic all over the place.
So for all of the compliments, Shane, and I appreciate the call, for all the compliments that anyone has for Philadelphia's front seven or the Giants' front seven, give those same flowers and kudos to this Commanders offensive line, who by season's end, I think will be viewed as a top 5-7 group in all the National Football League. When you think about the athleticism of that group, when they are healthy, you look at the sum of their parts, and I got another bold proclamation for you as well. Brandon Coleman probably going to start at right guard in place of Sam Cosmi. That's if, you know, Josh Connelly wins that right tackle job. That left guard spot to me is super interesting as well. There is a key free agent signing that Washington had that I feel like no one's paying attention to. Nate Herbig, I think, is a starting guard for the Commanders in Week 1. I think Nate Herbig and Brandon Coleman are your starting guards next year for the Commanders, because I think overall throughout his career, he has been a better football player than Nick Allegretti. And I give all the credit in the world to Nick Allegretti coming in, playing the way that he did last year. But you look at his contract, that is a swing guard contract. That is not a contract that screams, I got to be a starter year in and year out. Right? Dan Quinn comes from the old Pete Carroll tree. Competition everywhere, all the time. I think competition exists on the interior of this Commander's offensive line as well. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. What is more likely next year? The Washington Commanders making the Super Bowl and following up on their success, or missing the postseason in its entirety? 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Tony out in Clinton. What's going on, Tony?
Hey, listen, man. I got to pick with you first, man. We still a traumatized fan base. We still got lingering feelings of life. We still think like losers, man. Like, you can't sit here and talk about, you know, I don't care about if our record is better than last year. I just want guys to play better. I want our guys to – that's what losers say, man. That's loser talk, dude. If we
– Tony? We'll put Tony back on hold. I guess that was the radio gods trying to correct Tony. That's not what I was saying at all. I'm saying I would understand it, and it would be still viewed as a positive season if they didn't have the same record as last year. Right? If they missed the playoffs next year, I think based off of the roster, based off of who they have at quarterback, you could consider it a disappointment. I think there's an argument to be made for that. But I look at the personnel that they have defensively. How many blue-chip defensive players do they have? They don't have a lot. Joe Witt Jr. is going to have to scheme things up via the pen next year, and I think he's capable of doing it. But it wouldn't be the craziest thing in the world, right, if they missed the playoffs to me. I'm not expecting it, but I wouldn't be stunned by it either. 1-800-636-1067. Their defensive metrics from a year ago are super interesting. One metric that I want to give you all, because it feels like this defense, and look, I'm being real here. It's not me trying to pick a fight with anybody. It's not me trying to be a lightning rod. It just is what it is when it comes to this Commanders defense next year or last year. We gave them credit for being better than they actually were. That's how I would describe this Commanders defense last year. We gave them credit for being better than they actually were. I got a couple of numbers via my guy Warren Sharp, who always does a tremendous job giving you the analytics and telling it how a TI is when it comes to defense, offense. The Washington Commanders faced these quarterbacks in consecutive weeks from week 12 on to close out the year. Backup Cooper Rush, Will Levis, a bye week, that hand model Jake Haener, terrible Spencer Rattler, backup Kenny Pickett, rookie Michael Penix, and then backup Trey Lance. Last year, the Commanders by far had the number one easiest quarterback schedule in all of the National Football League, yet their defense still was leaky at times. With an improved quarterback schedule, with a more difficult quarterback schedule, I have doubts and reservations about whether the defense can replicate last year's success. If the defense is even average next year, I think it's a success. 1-800-636-1067. I keep giving you the numbers. Mike Clay of ESPN does his annual predictions for the NFL season for all 32 teams. He predicts every statistical leader. He predicts how many games each team is going to win, all of that. Snaps played and all. He predicts the Commanders. He projects the Commanders to give up the most points in the NFL next year. I'm telling you now, if the Washington Commanders give up the most points in the NFL next year, they won't make the playoffs. And then, next offseason, we'll once again be at the drawing board knowing what needs to improve. And that's not some negative thing. That's not me screaming from the mountaintops that it should be doom and gloom. They're in year two of a rebuild, right? Let's keep the real context surrounding this thing. Let's be honest with the context surrounding this thing. They're in year two of a rebuild, and they're already way ahead of schedule. They've got their quarterback of the future. And in reality, in the NFL, that's all that matters. Now, they'd be further ahead in this rebuild if Ron Rivera and company weren't asleep at the wheel on draft night during his five-year tenure here. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Let's go to Aaron in D.C. real quick. What's going on, Aaron?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good, man. How you doing?
Man, I'm awesome. What is going on, man? I've had 30 years of losing. We get one great year, and we lost Ashburn Syndrome. Come on, man. We're going to dominate. We're going to win the Super Bowl this year, next year, every year. We're going to give up 31 points a game.
That's the spirit.
We're going to give up. I'm serious. We're going to give up 31 points a game because we also don't have a pass rush, and we're going to score 35. We got Debo coming. We got Lane coming. We got our run will be better this year. Even that new dude will be there. And also, everybody's for the trade deadline mid-year. Where if we are or we're middling, we're going to pick up defense on the cheap. They can be plug and play DBs that you pick up in the middle of the year, a la Lattimore. We're going to dominate.
Hopefully
we're going to win the Super Bowl.
Hopefully it works out better than Marshon Lattimore did last year at the deadline. I appreciate the call as always. 1-800-636-1067. When we come back, more of your calls on what is more likely in 2025. The Commanders making the Super Bowl are missing the playoffs. Plus, we'll get a little bit more interactive as we move throughout this 12 o'clock hour. We'll give a little Commanders superlatives heading into next year as well. That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Fan. Coming up in about a half hour, our pal Chase Hughes of the Monumental Sports Network is going to join us. Top of the 1 o'clock hour. As we talk all things Washington Wizards, as we're getting geared up for the NBA draft. Had a couple of new mock drafts come out over the weekend. We'll see who the draft pundits are mocking to the Washington Wizards. We'll talk about that and more with Chase Hughes coming up at 1 o'clock. Right now, though, taking your calls at 1-800-636-1067. What is more likely in 2025, the Commanders making the playoffs, or excuse me, making the Super Bowl, or missing the playoffs in its entirety? 1-800-636-1067. We'll run through your calls on that. Plus, I want to get into some Commander superlatives. Bill Barnwell of ESPN put out a superlative for each team in the National Football League. 16 in the AFC and obviously 16 in the NFC. So spun that into my own version of Commander superlatives, and you all can get in on that as well. At 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Paul in D.C. wants to chime in. What's going on, Paul?
What's going on in there? Listen, man, I don't know what these people talking about, but they're forgetting the bigger picture called football. We got better on the offensive line. We got better in the receiving core with Deebo Samuel. And he's a control receiver. He's a possession type receiver. What I envision Dan Quinn vision for the team to be is for us to run the ball better. Brian Robinson, yep, probably going to have a comeback year. Control the clock. We controlled the clock very, very well in that Philadelphia championship game on that first drive. The problem was Saquon Barkley is a beast of nature. Okay? So he one run, he tied the game. But here's the thing. I do think we got better. There's nothing better than a motivated football player in a contract year. So when you got, you know, when you was talking about the defensive tackle that we got from the Jets, people forgetting about Jonathan Jones. Well, these guys got something to prove. You don't think that they're motivated this year? That's what happened last year.
For sure.
And everyone was skeptical about the one-year contracts that we got with our linebacking core and everything. But guess what? Wagner, when everybody's saying Wagner was done, but he proved that he was worth it, right? So this is the same scenario here. We're going to have a better defense. We're going to control the clock. And as you said, the offensive line is definitely going to be better. I do envision it being a top five one. So guess what? Here's another point. We won't be behind as much this year. When you have the lead, your defense becomes better because now they can pin their heads back and go after the quarterback. Last year, we was doing more of a Greg Williams type defense, bend but don't break. You know, you're giving up the yards, but try not to give up too many points and let your offense win the game at the end. I think it's going to be a different philosophy.
Yeah, I appreciate the call as always, Paul. Yeah, look, you hit a smack on the head to me with the Brian Robinson point. Everyone has left Brian Robinson for dead here locally, it feels like. There's actually a piece that was aggregated by NFL.com over the weekend, and it was, you know, pointing out some of the comments that Cliff Kingsbury made this week at the voluntary OTAs about his expectations for Brian Robinson. And I fully expect him to bounce back. I think the offensive line's better, so he'll be better. The big question mark is, will he have the same amount of opportunity? Will he be afforded the same amount of touches based off of them drafting Ja'Cory Kroski-Moret? You all have already started fitting him for his jacket size in Canton. I haven't. I think you've got to earn it. And when you think about the veteran running backs coach that Washington has, talking about Anthony Lynn, a no-nonsense approach type of guy, if you can't pass block, you can't play on this team, especially as a running back. So I worry about that. I worry about how he looks going up against NFL speed and NFL defenses. So to act as if, and I know a lot of people are viewing him as a steal or a diamond in the rough based off of where Washington selected him at. I'm just saying buyer beware. Not saying that he doesn't have a chance to be a good player, but I'm not going to all of a sudden just catapult him to the top of this Commanders running back room based off of you all getting bored with Brian Robinson. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. I wanted to go through some Commander superlatives here as well, and you all can chime in on this at 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet at me as well. That's at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. I want to run through my Commander superlatives here real quick. I have five categories listed here. And if you come up with your own, feel free to chime in as well. My team MVP, I don't think it's much of a surprise or a shock with this. I'm going with Jayden Daniels. I think Jayden Daniels is going to take a massive step forward this year. And I know what some people are thinking. Well, damn, Linnell, how do you take a massive step forward after being the offensive rookie of the year? I think he becomes a 4,000-yard passer this year for the first time in his young career because he'll be afforded more time to throw the football. One thing that stood out last year, and I mentioned it earlier in the show, down the stretch, especially in that Falcons game where he completely, you know, strapped the Commanders team to his back like a jetpack, you saw him not trust the offensive line down the stretch. And I think each and every week, you know, we're all the armchair film evaluators and film gurus. We go out and watch the All-22. No shade or slight to Jayden, but how many times did he turn down or drop his head and run instead of keeping his eyes downfield and there being a guy wide open? There were a lot of schemed open deep shots last year that the Commanders missed on because the offensive line simply was not good enough, did not hold up enough in protection. I think they'll be better in that aspect this year. So my team MVP will be Jayden Daniels. I think he throws for 4,000 yards. I think he's got the chance to run for another 650 or 700 as well. This next superlative, getting a little creative here, and I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this category. I'm calling it the Alameda Zacchaeus Award for 2025. The random Commander free agent signing or slept on, not thought about Commander player that you think will outperform his contract value that he was given in free agency. For me, it's very easy. Dietrich Wise. Dietrich Wise Jr. of the New England Patriots, I think, is going to have a massive impact on this Commander's defense next year. Now, throughout his career, He is not graded out as a, you know, super plus run defender via PFF. But I think the body type that he brings, 6'5", 285 pounds, Washington just simply hasn't had that on the edge. And y'all know how I get down. They haven't set the edge since they traded Montez Sweat and Chase Young at the deadline in 2023. So when I saw that they brought in Dietrich Wise, and it was random. I was here on overtime one Friday night during the spring, and it comes across the ticker, Dietrich Wise Jr., now a Commander. I loved it. So I think he can stop the run. This is the other thing that gets me intrigued about Dietrich Wise. There is some pass rush upside as well. 2024, last year, 5 sacks. The year before that, 4.5. The year before that, 7.5. So you look over his last 3 seasons, 9.5. That's damn near 18 sacks over the past 3 years. So he's a guy that if you give him an expanded role, maybe, just maybe, he's able to have a little bit more pass rush productivity. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. My next commander superlative is the super sophomore. Which second-year commander do I think has the biggest impact? I look at Jerzon Newton and the way that he played down the stretch. The last couple of games of the regular season and then the postseason, I thought his pass rush juice was there. I thought he did a really good job penetrating and getting upfield. That's who he is. More of a three-tech than your traditional nose tackle. Playing him next to Javon Kinlaw interests me, right? The different interior D-line combos that we'll see this year interest me. Coming out of Illinois, like, before the foot injury, a lot of folks had a first-round grade on Johnny Newton. And last year, he got off to a slow start, as expected, because he didn't get to go through the offseason program in its entirety the way he is this year. I think he has the chance not only to be the super sophomore of this group, he has a chance to be the defensive MVP of this football team. I think he has the potential to be a 8 to 10 sack a year guy at the defensive tackle spot. And where I think he steps up next year, a year stronger, a year girthier, a year, you know, stronger and more physically mature, is playing the run. And if he could get better as a run defender, maybe, just maybe, he is a well-rounded, complete football player next year and a player that this defense can lean on. 1-800-636-1067. Still taking your calls on what's more likely next year, Commanders making the Super Bowl or missing the playoffs. Plus, I want your response to some of these Commander perlatives. We got Team MVP, the Alameda Zacchaeus Award, and the last one I just gave you was my Super Sophomore for 2025. Skyler's in Virginia. Wants to chime in.
Hey, what's up? How you doing today?
Good, man. How you doing?
Doing well. Yeah, so two things really quick. I think for the MVP, it's no doubt obviously going to be Jaden Daniels. He's the best quarterback the Commanders have had since RG3. But when we talk about defense, last year it wasn't great. I do think the biggest impact we're going to have this year is probably going to be Bobby Wagner. I mean, he's our most veteran linebacker. Had him, I don't remember how many tackles he had last year, but he almost led the league. But we don't have secondary. We lost Jeremy Chin. Marshawn Lattimore is washed up. He's not at, he's not there right now. But Jalen Ramsey is still available. So if we can go and get Jalen Ramsey for a 2-year contract, we should do it, because our defense is at best mediocre. We can't compete with the Eagles on the run game or the pass. The Lions, we got lucky against the Lions. I don't think we would be able to do that again.
So you have some doubts about the defense, clearly, and I think a lot of people do, Skyler. We appreciate your call. A lot of people have reservations about this Commanders defense, and I think for good reason. To speak on the Jalen Ramsey thing, it doesn't seem like he – I don't know. I'm all in for bringing in good football players, right? Don't get me wrong. The fit here. What is the fit of Jalen Ramsey? Does he want to buy in? Does he want to even play here? You can go want a guy all you want. Would you want him to play here? Now, the prospect of him and Marshawn Lattimore opposite each other, I think, is enticing, but you just drafted Trey Amos. And there was some pretty good comments coming out of OTAs about how well he performed, picking off Jaden Daniels. I saw you all type it in the chat. asking about some of the UDFAs as well. I think one of you all hit it right on the head. Hadn't been a whole lot of interest sparked in those guys. I don't know whether or not Gabe Taylor is going to get the camp invite or not, or what happens with some of these UDFA guys. But, you know, big picture, when it comes to the Commanders and their secondary, man, like, I like what they have at corner. And I know there's a lot of speculation and doubts and reservations surrounding Marshon Lattimore. Correct me if I'm wrong here. I think the Commanders and the personnel moves they made this offseason at the cornerback spot kind of told you just how much faith and confidence they have in Marshon Lattimore. They strapped up, so to speak. Right? Put a rubber on, basically is how I would put it. They gave themselves a contingency plan there. Jonathan Jones, quality depth. You brought back Noah Igbinoghene, a guy that played well for you in relief. You drafted Trey Amos and spent high capital on him. So I think they're setting themselves up to be okay, even if Marshon Lattimore does not live up to expectations. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, more of your calls, plus Zach Lowe, NBA insider, had some pretty interesting thoughts on the Wizards and where they stand moving forward. We'll let you hear from Zach Lowe, plus take more of your calls next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Chase Hughes going to join us top of the 1 o'clock hour as we close out the show here on a Monday. Be mentioned Finley right here on the Fan. We're always live and free on the Odyssey app as well. Linnell Willingham sitting in for the fellas. They're back with you tomorrow out at the Purple Heart Open. Grant and Danny going to follow us here on the Fan. That leads you into the evening time, so make sure you keep it locked on the Fan all afternoon long. GP back in the saddle. Super-duper excited to hear him back and his thoughts on what the hell is going on with the Washington Nationals. over the weekend. We kicked off the show talking about the old Curly W's in Fuego, where the Bats over the weekend and the fellas, you know, all of a sudden winners of 11 out of the last 15, playing some good ball. Big series coming up starting tomorrow against the Chicago Cubs. So another measuring stick type of series for the Nats to see just how good they actually are. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It's at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. I got two more Commander superlatives here before we switch gears here a little bit. And Landfill, did I get you that Zach Lowe cut? If I didn't, I do that as well. We've went through Team MVP, Jaden Daniels, the Alameda Zacchaeus Award, as I'm calling it, that unsung hero that comes in and completely outperforms their contract. Because let's be real, when OZ was signed last year, I had doubts as to whether or not he was even going to make the team. So the fact that he was as big of a player as he was, I think is absolutely huge. I think Dietrich Wise is that guy this year for the Commanders. Vet minimum contract, not a household name, but I think a lot better of a football player than we are privy to, and I think he has a big-time year. My rock star rookie, and obviously this superlative kind of explains itself, the most impactful rookie, the best rookie I think Washington will have out of their 2025 class. This was tough for me, because you all know the affinity I have for Jalen Lane. And if you're just now joining us, a little bit of a nugget and a tidbit from earlier today. Peter Schrager of ESPN, now of ESPN, formerly of NFL Network, randomly name-dropped Jalen Lane. It's like, yeah, he's going to get a lot of action in this Commander's offense. The reason that's even relevant is because of the relationship Peter Schrager and the offensive coordinator of the Commanders, Cliff Kingsbury, has. Meaning they've probably been talking a little bit, and Peter's probably like, hey, Cliffy, what do you like? Who's going to shock some people? Jalen Lane. I think that's a guy that is going to shock some people. He's not my rock star rookie, though. My rock star rookie, I think, is going to have a chance to compete for D-Roy. I think Trey Amos, based off of the stuff you heard about him coming out of the voluntary OTAs, I'm excited to see him next week out at the mandatory minicamp. It just seems like he is sticky in coverage. And I know I was listening to the Take Command podcast. Logan Paulson and Craig Hoffman do a tremendous job on that. You can download that wherever you get your podcasts. It's somebody that, you know, Logan specifically named as a guy that stood out, Trey Amos. I know he had an interception of Jaden Daniels. Shocker, right? First of all, I think during camp last year, the bit that we were doing for the folks that were out there every day was how many, you know, passes is Jaden throwing without a pick? He's already gotten his first offseason pick out of the way to Trey Amos, so glad that we could put that on the back burner. But I think Trey Amos, he's one of the keys to me to unlocking this defense, because if he can play one of those outside corner spots, I think it allows you to kick Mikey Samuels still back inside. Now, ideally, your outside corner pairing is Trey Amos and Marshawn Lattimore, but I'm telling y'all straight up, I don't know. There's a chance to me that Marshawn Lattimore could be a complete dud and a flop for this team. And I think the moves they made this offseason at corner provided protection for that. Bringing in Jonathan Jones, drafting Trey Amos, and then bringing back Noah Igbinoghi. I think that's them setting themselves up in case Marshawn Lattimore can't get right, in case he is oft injured again next year. Like, that to me is why they went the way that they went at that spot. But ultimately, like, Trey Amos, I think, has a chance, whether or not Lattimore is good or not, to help this defense. 1-800-636-1067. My last Commander superlative, the Commander's sleeping giant. Which Commander out there has kind of fallen off everyone's radar? No one's really talking about him, that you think is going to have a monster year next year? For me, it is very simple. Very easy. And I thought of this one quickly. It's Dorrance Armstrong. Dorrance Armstrong, to me, last year, I thought was actually pretty damn good. I thought he played his ass off last year. the issue with him is he twisted his ankle against Baltimore, and I wonder how that impacted him the rest of the way. From that Falcons game on to close out the regular season, he was a monster. He was a monster, and I think he has the chance and is my vote for the probably the most impactful pass rusher that Washington will have next year. I think if he's healthy in a full-time role, I think he has the chance to be a double-digit sack guy. I think he does. The big question with him is health. Can he stay healthy? The other area with him that I want him to be better at, more consistent, and why I kind of had an issue with him a little bit last year, is being stout at the point of attack, stopping the run, setting the edge. He's got to be better in that department. But as a pure pass rusher, 5 sacks last year, led the team in pressures, despite Dante Fowler leading the team in sacks. So I thought he impacted the quarterback a lot more than he was given credit for. It's just for him, this year in 2025, you got to finish better. And I actually think he will. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We'll take a quick timeout when we come back. Final hour of power before we hand things over to Grant and Danny. Chase Hughes joins us next to talk all things Washington Wizards ahead of the NBA draft.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.